This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Shitejanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shitejan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it was the F&O expiry day today and it has ended in the red. The benchmark indices Sensex and the Nifty both ended with some losses. In fact, 300 points cut on the Sensex as well. So could you please share with us what was the day's trading action like? What was weighing on the market sentiment today? And also, what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Indian market witnessed a sell-off on the F&O expiry day, weighed down by muted global cues as the death toll from a virus spreading in China reached 170. In fact, Sensex plunged by about 300 points, while the Nifty 50 saw a cut of nearly 100 points. If you look at for the expiry to expiry, Sensex and Nifty slipped the most in January series since August 2019. Now, according to a Reuters report, one Chinese government economist said that the crisis could actually cut the first quarter growth in the world's number two economy by 1 point, or you could say 1% to 5% or lower. Now, coming back to home, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex fell 284 points to close at 40,913. Now, the Sensex has actually slipped below 41,000 again, and the Nifty 50 closed 93 points lower at 12,035. Now, sectorally, profit-taking was seen in energy index, followed by oil and gas, FMCG and metals, while the broader markets underperformed as the mid-cap index was down by 1.4%, while the small-cap index was down by 0.95%. If you look at for the series, that is January series, Sensex was down by 0.6%, while the Nifty 50 closed lower by 0.7%. The Nifty bank plunged the most. In fact, it was down by more than 4%, followed by the metal index, which was down by 4%, and the energy index closed lower by 2.9%. That is for the January series that we are talking about. On the upside, Nifty IT was up 4%, followed by the Nifty FMCG index that rose 2.9%, and the pharma index was up by 3%. Now, experts are of the view that the slowdown fears have actually gripped markets again, led by coronavirus, which is now spreading to other countries. And India has also confirmed one case of the virus in Kerala. So that's why we are seeing some bit of pressure in Indian markets as well. Now, if you look at the top Nifty gainers, ICICI Bank, Power Grid, Bajaj Auto, and Motors. Well, in terms of losers, RIL, Z Entertainment, Bajaj Finserv, and Yes Bank were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, Shitesh, as far as the sectors are concerned, could you please share with us what was the sectoral action like in today's trade? Also, in terms of stocks, where was the maximum volume spike seen?
Well, sectorally, the energy index was down 2.2%, followed by the oil and gas index, which was down 1.8%, and the FMCG index plunged to 1.7%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like Dabur India, Tata Power, Colgate Palmolive, Bajaj Auto, and Aurobindo Pharma. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Shree Cement, Asian Paints and HDFC, while short buildup was seen in stocks like UBL, Tata Power, Tech Mahindra and Aurobindo Pharma. Now, in terms of, on a day when Sensex was down by nearly 300 points, Nifty 50 saw a cut of 100 points. As many as 50 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That include names like Dixon Technologies, Bajaj Finance, SRF, InfoEdge, PVR, Avenue Supermarts and Jubilant Foodworks. In fact, Bajaj Finance has actually hit a 52-week high for the second day in a row. Post the results.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this also, Shitesh, there were a whole host of stocks that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Escorts first. The share prices jumped 9% today after the tractor maker reported an over 9% increase in the net profit at 153 crore rupees for the third quarter ended December 31st. Now, research firm HSBC has also initiated a buy rating on the stock, has also raised the target price from 830 rupees per share to 900 rupees per share. Now, the Strides Pharma Science share prices also spiked nearly 5% after the company posted a strong set of numbers for the quarter ended December 2019, with profits rising 358% on a year-on-year basis. Now, the Ramco Cement share price also declined 3% today as HSBC has reiterated the reduced call after the company's December quarter earnings. Also, Godrej Consumer Products share prices declined over 7% today after the company reported mixed performance by international businesses. Now, India volume growth at 7% also came through a heavy price promotion, and that is what most of the experts have suggested. Apart from this, Shitesh, could you also help us understand how the technicals placed right now? We are just a day away from the union budget as well. So how should investors and traders going to trade tomorrow?
Right. Well, in terms of technical charts, Nifty formed a bearish candle, or you could say a bearish belt held hold kind of a pattern on the daily charts, and it slipped below its crucial 50 days exponential moving average placed at 12,085. Now we are actually heading towards the penultimate session before the major economic event, that is Budget 2020. So volatility is something which will remain high. Now on the upside, 12,150 and 12,200 levels are likely to act as crucial hurdles for the index. Now traders are advised to remain neutral on the long side, whereas intraday shorting can be considered if Nifty trades below 11,990 for a target of 11,930. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. So three levels to watch out for on Friday would be 12,010, 12,150 on the high side, and 12,200 level, which are likely to act as crucial bit of resistance for the Nifty index.
All right, thanks a lot, Chitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to us.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.